From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In Japan, the official death toll after last week's earthquake and tsunami is just under 2,000, but there is virtually no one inside or outside the country who does not believe it will go much higher. One Japanese news agency is reporting thousands of bodies have washed up on two shorelines in the province that took the brunt of the tsunami. Further adding to the crisis there is the increasingly dire situation involving a Japanese nuclear plant damaged by the quake. There have been two explosions at that facility, though officials say of more concern at the moment is a unit at the plant where they have been unable to keep the reactor's core covered with water. At Fukushima Airport in northeastern Japan, families can be seen sleeping in waiting areas trying to get the next flight out of the disaster zones. Dwali Saikau Tao reports some of the people are from Sendai.
Sendai was hit hardest by Friday's earthquake and tsunami. People were still being rescued by helicopter there. Tens of thousands remain without power and running water. Toshihide Hosomi is a university student from Sendai. He describes what it was like when the twin disasters hit.
I saw people scared. Most people escaped from the tsunami.
He's now trying to fly out to Osaka to reunite with his family. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikau Tao at Fukushima Airport.
The 10-year-old No Child Left Behind law that gave the federal government unprecedented powers to evaluate public schools is up for reauthorization. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports President Obama wants to make big changes because he says the law is not working well.
When President George W. Bush signed the bipartisan No Child Left Behind Act in 2001, the goal was to tie federal funding to the performance of students in schools, to test children in order to gauge their progress, especially in math and reading, to better evaluate teachers, and make sure that parents had enough information to know whether their schools were doing a good job or not. President Obama says these are good goals, but in practice, the law is too rigid and in some cases unfair. The law relies too heavily on test scores to gauge students and schools' progress, and unless the law is rewritten, 82% of schools will fail to meet the goals set by No Child Left Behind. Mr. Obama wants better tests, more supports for teachers, and a greater focus on the worst-performing schools, as well as a new focus on preparing students for college and career. The president wants Congress to rewrite the law by fall. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
The company owned by billionaire investor Warren Buffett has announced a $9 billion deal to buy a specialty chemical maker. The agreement by Berkshire Hathaway to buy Lubrizol is part of an apparent strategy on the part of the giant investment firm to boost earnings. Stocks, after at one point being down more than 100 points today, regained some of their lost ground. Much of the initial decline was based on concerns about the devastating earthquake in Japan. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 51 points today. The Nasdaq lost 14 points. The S&P 500 dropped 7 points. You're listening to NPR. The five Somali men convicted of piracy in connection with an attack against a U.S. Navy ship off the coast of Africa have been sentenced to life in prison. The men were also sentenced to an additional 80 years behind bars on other charges related to that attack. Defense lawyers had sought to argue the men were innocent fishermen who'd been abducted by pirates and forced to fire upon the ship. Most of the men, through an interpreter, said they wanted to appeal. As investigators look into the crash of a weekend tour bus in New York, a 15th person died of his injuries today. NPR's Paul Brown reports accounts of the crash vary, and federal officials will be analyzing bus electronics and onboard camera footage.
The tour bus turned on its side and slammed into a signpost, leaving the top of the vehicle sliced off most of the way back. The driver reportedly tells police a tractor trailer clipped the front of the bus as it traveled on Interstate 95. New York City's police commissioner says there's no evidence of that, and a truck driver whose rig is now impounded also disputes it. Some crash survivors say the bus was traveling at a high rate of speed, but it's not clear the bus was actually speeding. Federal investigators say they plan to analyze an onboard video and check an electronics module and a GPS unit on the bus that might have recorded speed to gain a better idea of what happened. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Cable giant Time Warner has launched an app specifically for the iPad. The free app targeted at subscribers would allow for viewing of live TV on an iPad, though only if connected to the company's cable modem via Wi-Fi. According to a Time Warner spokesman, the app will play 30 basic cable channels to start, though that number could expand. Other major cable companies currently have iPad apps that play video on demand or act as remotes. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.